Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry. That took a little longer than I thought. But do I got that abba-dabba for you today? I've been, you know, for some reason, every so often, motherfuckers be buying certain tools. Now, the one I'm going to talk about is what they've been, not the one, but this one that they've been asking about. And what you motherfuckers, you know, don't really understand is why would I make a tool like Tool 21, which is this for getting at a broad who's already with another dude right now. As you guys speak, they're all together. You wonder why would I make a tool like that, knowing most of you motherfuckers going to try to kill somebody. You know, what I've been in the situations where a dude comes up to me, he got a bra, you can see that he just met her, and I guess he expects me to cap for him or something, because let's say he didn't heard me cap for Tay. Ain't that a bitch? My motherfucking partner Tay and I used to kill them niggas who thought they was cool because they caught a new bra in the soul out or the Excedrin or whatever. All those bras are there for pimps. Now, we would kick it with the motherfucker that came up with the fresh bitch, and we'd give them everything up to and when we motherfucking wanted their bitch to call us. They didn't know we was doing that, though. But what I'm saying is those fools never knew until we called them. And we tell her, hey, you drug dealing motherfucker, I got that bitch. And she going to be tearing sunset up tonight, getting the pimp some money. Now, this tool is a motherfucker. And the reason I made it is to show you motherfuckers how a real man or a real pimp, either way, handles getting served. It's hard to accept the news. Believe me, I know it's hard to accept the news that your goddamn girl then decided the grass was green on the other side of the fence. 701, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, bud, I hope you're doing good, man. This is your nephew, D, man.
D, what's happening?
Can you hear me good?
Can I hear you good? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question. I got a quick question. You know, I just moved to Kentucky. You feel me? I just moved to another state where I can have fun and shit, whatever. You know how it is. But, like, I want to ask you a question, man. Like, you know, I'm still with my people. Like, I don't live in an apartment, right? I live in a big-ass building, you know? And, like, in this building that I live in, man, it's a bunch of bitches, man. I've been seeing bitches from left and right. One question to you, man. Would you fuck with bitches that live in the same building as you?
Well, man, yeah, I would. But, I mean, I wouldn't really just fuck with the bitches that live in the same building. I'm saying if a bitch... Wait a minute, what do you mean a building? You ain't living... You said you ain't living in an apartment. You living in a building.
No, no, no.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, like... It's a 17th floor building. It's the biggest building. You feel me? It's not an apartment. I stay with my people, and it's in the downtown. There's so much shit going on, and I'm just asking
wait,
you.
Wait,
I just want to know your perspective, man.
Is it a, listen, man. You know, you must use somewhere. Maybe we have different terms. It's a 17 story building with apartments in it.
It's a 17 story building. Like it's not an apartment, it's a building, man. And I just want your perspective on that.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, then, if you say it's not an apartment, but it's a building. Is it an office building?
It's a building.
Is it an office building?
It's like a studio, you know, like a studio building, you know, like you, it's like one bedroom and shit, two bedroom and shit like that.
Look, your question is would I fuck with a bitch that live there? I fuck with every bitch that live any motherfucking where, but I fuck with her accordingly as far as where I'm at work. I really wouldn't fuck with a bitch that worked with me because she gonna cost me my job when we fall out. Where I live, I'd be careful about fucking with a bitch that live where I live because she might get me kicked out of where I'm staying. I don't know your circumstances, but that's my answer.
All right, there you go. Thank you, man, because I already know, don't shit what you eat at, but at your building is different, though. You might fuck with it, but at the same time, you got to be careful, though, right?
You got to be careful about all of it, man.
Hey, bud, man, listen, bro, what I stay at, like, next to me, it's a hair salon. OG, it's bitches from left and right, left and right.
I would fuck with Am. Bitch that just went to get her hair did and I seen her. Because I don't give a fuck that I live next door to the salon. But I said, a bitch that lived in the same building, you know, she might get... be cooler with a landlord than you and get you put out. But as far as the bitches at the hair salon, I play every one of them.
Man, that's why I love you, man. So you say, like, at the hair salon, it's okay to fuck with them or don't fuck with them?
Fuck with them at the hair salon? Shit, you could be living next door to a store and a bitch be going to the store and you run into her. That don't mean shit. That's the same thing with the hair salon. The bitch that got a key to your building talks to your manager. So, shit. I wouldn't really fuck with that bitch unless I knew I could have her right. But if any bitch from the hair salon, I wouldn't care. I'd fuck with her. Bitch, yeah, I live next door. Come on up. What's she gonna do? Bitch
man,
can't do shit.
Man, it's been a long time, man. Listen, OG, it's been a long time, man. I hope you're doing fine, man. Nigga, miss you, man. Shit. You know I come here and fuck with you and shit.
Cool, man. That's Brother D. Hey, man. So, listen. He took me off subject, but when you get your girlfriend or whoever come up to you and say, I think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, and I'm going to go over here. Not when she say that, but some motherfucker tell you that that's what the bitch said. If you stand on this avenue, you're going to get a chance to have baby back. What I'm saying is I used to be such a gentleman on either side of the news. It helped my name ring louder. I remember my square friends, and you got to understand this shit, and you got to listen to this whole story. Because when they ran into a broad who seemed as if, you know, she could be turned out, they didn't suddenly put down their shovels and become a pimp. Them motherfuckers called me. They knew they were squares and they wasn't ashamed of being a square like you motherfuckers are. You guys today, you know, you just can't deal with it. But like I said before, in my day, we were real men. We didn't fucking give a fuck about you getting the bitch as long as you let a nigga know. None of my friends was threatened by my being a pimp, by my pimp ass showing up, showing off. None of them. And of course, they all adopted that slick shit to say when I was around. But if one of them motherfuckers ran into a potential hole, they would call me. And I would come get the bitch. They had big respect for this abadabba being represented right. And I was representing. Now, of course, I'm going to give this motherfucker a jug on the strength, 200 or whatever. But if the hoe pays me, that nigga knew I would see him with a nick or a rag, depending on how well the bitch paid, after I done gave him the 1 or 200. Now, I told all you pimps, wait a minute, man, I didn't see you 618. What's up? I mean, 701, you got a question again. You got to wait. 618, what's up? 618, do you have a question or do I need to move on?
man, Mr. Bud, man.
Hold on, bro. You told
me, man.
All right, go ahead, brother. What was you saying, Mr. Bud? What?
Mr. Bud, I just want to thank you for all the game you gave me. I've been watching you since fourth grade.
Hey, what's up? You got a question?
Nah, I ain't got no questions. I just want to thank you, Mr. Bud.
Well, you welcome, my brother. And if you've been watching me since the fourth grade, oh, my goodness, you got to be really late. Hey, 701, what's your question?
Hey, man, to the last caller, man, you know we love this nigga, man. Hey, bud, I was going to ask you, but you threw me off because you had shit going on. But anyway, hey, bud, 9 out of 10, all right? 9 out of 10, if you're driving, you come to the stoplights, you look on the left side and you see baby in the wheel. 9 out of 10, you usually tell baby to pull over if you want to catch her, or you'd be like, get her number at the lights. 9 out of 10, OG. Because I had a situation with me last week, man.
Stop. When you're in a situation like that, when you're on the road, when you move and blah, 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 or at a stoplight, you don't ask the bitch to pull over. You ask the bitch to raise the window down. If a window already there, then you shoot at her. Blah, 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 blah. Now, what you shooting at her for is to see if you should tell her to pull over. And that is based on how she responds to whatever you're saying. If she responds positively, you hope the light turned green. Because at that point, you can say, hey, girl, the light didn't turn green. Why don't you just pull over? Then you finish whatever you had to say because she was giving you action. That's how you do that. Everything is about the moment. And what you do in the moment is how you determine if you catch or not.
Add something on that, OG? Can I add something
what?
On that?
What?
OG, this just happened on last Saturday night, right? I came to the light. I was driving. I look next to me. It was three girls in the car. In my head at the same time, I'm thinking they might be lesbian. They might be dykes, man. So I'm trying to figure out which one that like men. Can you go ahead and touch on that?
Hey, stop. Why would you look and see three bitches in the car and think they lesbians?
Because you never know. You never know.
Hey, wait, stop.
They have to stop,
man. Stop. You do know. You could have said, because them bitches look hard, you know, woo, woo, woo. You could have said anything, but because you never know, if them motherfuckers, if that bitch seen three dudes in the car riding together, you think she said they was faggots?
Shit, OG, no.
Yes or no, man?
I'm going to say no.
Well, then, what I'm saying is the same thing for you. Them bitches is willing to see. And if you say some faggot shit, if you act some kind of faggot way, or if you three motherfuckers in the car kind of start laughing together or whatever, but you know that's what bitches do. They ride together. They go take a piss together. They do shit together. So why would you think because they riding together, you think they fucking lesbians? That's scary shit. That's scary shit. So you don't have to get at the bitch.
OG, man, we live in a crazy time, man. This woman, bro, shit, man, you don't know what this girl's doing, bro. But anyway,
coming
back in the queue.
Hey, D, I ain't got time to listen
what's
to your
up?
Bullshit. You bullshit.
I love you,
man.
I love you.
No, I ain't got time. I ain't got time. That motherfucker talking that goddamn shit about bitches. You motherfuckers need to understand. I eat. Period. I ain't changing. Period. Them bitches ain't either. They depend on you to go with what's new. No, bitch, I'm not going with what's new because some bitch thought of this new shit. And it's counterproductive. I don't need you to explain to me why I don't like what you're saying. I don't need you to tell me why what you're saying is correct. If I think it's correct, I'm going to feel a certain way about what you're saying. And then I'm going to go for it. You ain't got to tell me shit. But what I'm saying is if I didn't know and you start telling me something, or let's say I overhear you talking and this shit is some fly shit, I ain't got no problem with accepting it. As long as I niggas lie. I ain't accepting it because you niggas lie. I'll accept it if I think it's lie. So, what I'm saying is, you got to understand why these things exist, rules. So, let me lace your motherfucking ass. Who's letting these suckers fuck the game up? The abadabbing in me, you got to understand, when you do shit, it has to make sense for your life. So, that's all called part of game. The game in me paying this dude, one of my partners, for hooking me up with the broad is, not only will he rush the next one he meets to me, he going to tell my other partners I be doing that shit. And I'm going to have a bunch of niggas who cool as hell with me being a motherfucking pimp. And these niggas will be trying to help me catch. Plus, my pimp ass is keeping the lane clear for the rest of us pimps. See, we know suckers run into way more fucking bitches who would hoe. They just ain't ran into a pimp. See, fellas, these fools that you listen to running off at the mouth, trying to talk about games, ain't up on this abadabble. They just up on the word. But they think it's video games. That move I made to get my partners help me catch is off the hook. Now, if the sucker's trying to send the bitch, he ain't doing nothing but crowding the lane with unnecessary traffic. Because you don't know what the fuck he doing. I'm telling you, if you want to have really bad hoes, you got to distinguish bad is. You cannot be vague. You cannot make a description that's not complete. Because you want the hoe to fully understand how to be a bad hoe. And if you don't get her to believe there's a such thing, you'll never have a bad hoe. Now, once you realize I am truly an educator, and I love good students or listeners, once you realize this shit, you'll be ready. My new semester is going to start in July. It's $1,000. This semester was $750. I told you I'm going up $250 every semester until it's back to $1,500. Because Christmas time, I made a giant mistake. And I'm recovering. I ain't even making money like I usually do. But I don't care. I'm going to just take the time to recover. I ain't charging you for my fuck up. So, I had some questions about hoes. And I asked them, I was surprised I got some answers. Some of the answers agreed with what I said, and some didn't. But what was important to me. Well, I'm going to say what was worth an honorable mention. Some of them motherfuckers asked the question I asked and the late answers with their philosophy. Every motherfucker do not need side off university. But the ones that do, you paying some fucking shit. Won't wait on them to catch up. So, I salute them young motherfuckers who believe in themselves, got enough confidence to put the cue on it. It's just strange how you motherfuckers don't even know what a hoe is. Simply selling sex does not make a woman a hoe. A whore is a bitch that pays a pimp through the act of selling her goddamn pussy. A real stump-down hoe is truly a motherfucker that follows instructions well. Also, quite possibly, she may be a self-starter and highly motivated, but I still contribute to this attribute by being this a good pimp. And as far as being a, you know, a hoe being real, a hoe is one who follows instructions and retain information well. Left to their own devices and or faculties, they become just as much as a bullshit as a square bitch. That's why when you get a hoe, you can't just let her be herself and call her a yo hoe. This bitch got to change everything and do it the way I say do it. Even if she is doing what she used to do, she's going to do it the way I say do it. Which, you know, my belief is that a hoe can reflect, you know, the game that she's been laced with, but a pimp represents himself. In a potential girlfriend or hoe represents herself until she decides to be with this motherfucker. Then she represents him. So along with being a representative of this illustrious lifestyle, though not, oh, 414, I just saw you. Come on, man. What's up?
Hey, I got a question to ask you that I got from your book. When you was getting at your first hoe, you was thinking to yourself, she could be playing with a nigga. Bitches do that, you know. I paused and thought, why do bitches play with niggas most of the time? And I came up with a bunch of educated guesses that could be right, but being that you older and fucked with a bunch of bitches, I wanted to see if you had some gold to give me on why most of the time
bitches
do that.
Why do bitches, why do they do that?
I came up with like two. For one, she could be bored. And two, she could have a boyfriend, but being that she insecure and don't want to cheat on him, she got niggas that she talked to keep those insecurities away. So just in case they do break up, she can feel
comfortable,
she got other niggas.
Bro, think of these answers you or situations you got and state your question out loud again.
Why do bitches play with niggas most of the time?
So, you think for those two things you just mentioned, that's why they play with bitches. I mean, dudes.
Most of the time.
Dudes show bitches that they can be played with. And once the bitch see that, she's going to play with you because that's what bitches do. They tease you. So what I'm saying is what you're missing is why would a bitch even think she could play with you? Now, if you thought that, then you would be then put the shit on you, which is where it should be. So your question should be, what do you think I'm showing these bitches to make them think they can play with me? Do that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
It should make sense because if you answer that, you'll have something to go on that's going to make you be up on a bitch playing with you. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
So what do you think you should do then, bro?
It's something that I got about me as far as with either my approach, conversation, or something that I need to change so that a bitch don't think that she could play with me based off
Come
of whatever
on, nigga,
it is
that's
that she
what's
thinks.
Up, bro. That's how easy it is. Because you was being real with me, man. Evidently, you ain't one of these fakers. You know, because I have motherfuckers in the same situation you in right now that's straight bullshit, and I got to call them liars. But I didn't have to say shit, but ask you the question. And what I'm saying is you saw it. So that means that you were able to really see if you would look. But you motherfuckers don't want to see shit. You just want to call me and have me give you the answer. I don't do that. What I do is give you guidance. And you find your answer. Because the same question can have 300 different correct answers. It's all about how you carry out what your answer is. So.
All right.
Wait a minute. I got one more question for you. Do you think you got laced just now?
Yes.
In what manner? Tell me how you got laced.
What I was thinking when you was talking was this. I read your book a lot. I read that book a bunch of times. So my answer was to be the same way that you told your first hoe, bitch, I ain't finna ask you no more. I'm a pimp on your ass, and that's that. You know, the same. I'm gonna be the exact same way and not let a bitch play with me, you know, and change whatever it is about myself that's making bitches think that they can play with me.
Hey, man, you need to come to Sidewalk University. You need to hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. If you got some financial issues, let me know what they are, man. We'll work together, and you can come, man. You ain't no dummy. Oh, you...
All right.
Excuse me. All you need is the correct information, and I think you'll be down. So it ain't going to be free, but it sure can be where you can stand it when we talk. So hit my email, bro.
And what to say in the email after I hit your email?
Oh, man, there you go. Now you're fucking up. Don't you hear me saying that's what's wrong with you, no. Motherfuckers? You want somebody to tell you everything. You don't take the ball and run with it. You don't do shit with what information you have. You just want every motherfucker to tell you everything. Well, what do I say when I fucking email you? Do I put my name on it? Why would you ask me what do I say?
Because usually you say, hit me with your last four digits or something like that, you know?
I don't give a fuck what I usually say. Didn't I tell you there could be 300 ways to do one thing correctly? So what I usually say don't matter.
Right, yeah.
So, bro,
no,
quit being weak and believe in your goddamn self. Say what the fuck you want to say, but make sure you let me know who the fuck you are. I'm the nigga you told to hit you because woo-woo, whatever. However you interpret this. Now, let's roll, man.
All right,
you guys. You know I you know me, goddammit. I'm not no motherfucker to be playing. My belief is that a motherfucking bra can reflect what I've been telling her. And if she reflected properly, she gonna represent me. And what I'm saying, what gets her to represent me is me representing myself when I deal with her. Hey, 708, what's up with you, brother?
What's good, Rosebud, man?
I'm cool, man. What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, bro. I want to let you know, man, I've been following you since I was a youngster, man, from the movie that you did, American Pimp. And then I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the knowledge you drop on young cats. My question to you is, what is your take about a situation that I'm dealing with right now where a married woman is choosing? She's choosing a cat. Now, she used to be my boss, and, you know, she's not my boss anymore. We bumped heads again later on, and she choosing real hard. I'm just curious to know. I really don't, you know what I'm saying, like to get involved in people marital situations, but
Stop. There's one word you used 100 times. She's choosing. She's choosing real hard. She must be serious, blah, blah, blah. And I guarantee you, you don't know what the fuck choosing means. What does it mean?
What I... using it in the lamest terms. I understand that choosing means that...
Hey, stop. I didn't ask you to explain what you was doing. All I asked you was what the fuck does choosing mean?
Choosing means when a hoe is choosing a man to be her pimp.
All you're using is the word choosing, like you was doing. What does it mean?
It means when a woman has decided that she wants a man to be her head.
Man, this is why you guys are crazy. See, you don't understand that choosing means whoever it is, female, already seen what she needs to see. And now she meeting your requirements to fuck with you. If she don't meet the requirements... She can't choose you. She can't even want to choose you. She can't even let you know that she wants to choose you because she know you going to diss her bitch ass. Did you know that?
No, sir.
So what I'm saying is that bitch ain't choosing, so you need to quit playing with words so you don't get your ass killed. Now, should you fuck with a married bitch is what your question should have been. Or not? What you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Fuck no, you shouldn't fuck with no married bitch. This is why you'll get killed, you stupid motherfucker. Do you think her fucking husband gonna be thinking she chose? Answer me, man. Do you?
Hell no.
So what is he gonna do, man? He gonna kill you for fucking with his bitch. Right or wrong?
You right.
So what are you doing? Looking to die?
No, sir.
I'm saying, bro, that's why these words, man. You can't be fucking with these words unless you know what they mean. If the bitch choosing, she would have made it clear to you that my man is crazy, a big old motherfucking square, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like you could bring it to him. Now, do you want to fuck with me, blah, blah, blah? Then you would say, yeah, bitch, because I ain't got to be here. I'm mobile. Shit. Mm. We can go 3,000 miles away, and I pimp on your ass. So if you got that game, then of course you can fuck with the bitch. But if you going to get the bitch and be in the same city you got her in, you asking to be hunted. Do that make sense to you, bro?
That's what I was at. Just wanted to hear confirmed.
All right, man, if that's the case. But I don't really think it is.
Appreciate it.
Be cool, man.
All right.
Hey, all you guys, man, you got to understand. Your life is in this shit. Think about it. You fucking with a bitch that ain't shit because she got a man and she fucking with you. Now, you fucking with a bitch that ain't shit, and because you think she's choosing you because she's giving you action, you going to go pick her up at her house to get her to come with you. Then I'm saying you ain't thought one time about what the fuck is this dude going to do. This dude going to say, hey, man, you coming to get my bitch? Okay, man, I see you guys. Take it easy. No, he going to kill you. But you don't want to think of that because that's the truth. That's why so many of you motherfuckers get killed in that situation. I got pimp friends that got killed in that situation. Them niggas knew better. If we was in the after hours kicking, nigga, you ain't supposed to go to no square-ass motherfucker's house and pick no bitch up. Blah, blah, blah. They talking shit about blah, blah, blah. They did the same thing, all of them. All of them did. Now think about this. The husband or boyfriend hates your motherfucking ass because you black. Even if the boyfriend or husband is black, they hate you because you black because they say, nigga, you can't come take my bitch because you can't take nothing from them. White people hate you because you're black. Then this motherfucker is going to have common sense or decency when you taking this bitch. Man, them motherfuckers knew better than to go get that bitch, but they did because, I don't know, maybe they dick was talking to them. I don't know what made them do it, but I ain't going to do no motherfucking shit like that. Bitch, if you want to fuck with me, bring that little fee you got. You know, and meet me, you know, like 100 miles away. You know, and bring all your shit with you, because I ain't going to get nothing. Until that bitch that. Shit. So, what I'm saying is, though the shit is not observed in this day and time, a hoe ain't never supposed to be in communication with
her past man, or I don't mean a whole, I mean a woman, her husband, or any past boyfriend, and none of that. And if it's about pimps, of course she ain't supposed to be fucking with none of them that she ain't paying. See, men should definitely have women who want to be real about being their woman. And my favorite question was, you know, does a woman make her man? What do you think? What do you think? Well, it'll take me till, well, I already got a beard, so I was going to say it'll take me till I grow a beard to hear from you motherfuckers about what you think. But I'll tell you, fuck no, they don't make a man. Although they will try and make, you know, a pimp out of a square. See, pimps make hoes, along with tracks and other facts. Hoes just make it a little easier for a pimp. You know something? I'll be real. I have a problem with the word merely. I mean, she's just merely doing what she's supposed to do. No. You can't describe a stomp down woman. You just can't describe her with merely. The word merely cannot be nowhere in that description. Real means a woman who voluntarily follows all her man's instructions. I'm saying, and I kind of disagree, it is, you know, that it's such a thing as a real hoe. I ain't saying it ain't such a thing as a real hoe. I'm just disagreeing that it's such a thing as a real hoe. Although you may not have ever seen one or ever been, she might, bitch never been with a pimp who have his shit together. In that case, you may not realize that you are half the motherfucking pimp. That the correct answers indicate your motherfucking women. I keep talking this pimp shit, man. I'm really talking about men and women. These bullet points I'm looking at was, I guess, the last time I did this shit, I was talking about pimp, I guess. But I'm really talking about men and women. Because I told you, motherfuckers, a lot of my shit, all you got to do is insert the word man for pimp and woman for hoe, and you can still see and read the same shit. Because I'm not changing. I agree that if left up to the women, even a real woman will fall off. If I rode down, you know, and seen wherever I rode, I'm out or whatever, and I see your woman doing some foul shit, I would think you ain't shit. I wouldn't think the bitch wasn't shit. I would confront you with what I saw, and if you didn't know it, let's say you checked the hoe, I appreciate you. I know she wasn't representing you, but if you didn't care, man, I don't give a fuck what that bitch do as long as she brings my money. Then she would represent all you about, which is the money. You ain't about this fucking game. You ain't about this abba-dabba. Abba-dabba will always respect the abba-dabba. That's why when motherfuckers roll down on my hoes or my women and didn't get no eye contact, no body reaction, no motherfucking indication at all that they had action. And every time they motherfucking rolled by, them bitches would do the same fucking thing be about my paper. You say, that nigga Rosebud is a pimping motherfucker. Yeah, that's how it go. You say that based on the fact that my hoes are in pocket. So they do reflect they man. A woman is not ever supposed to be in any kind of contact with another man unless she got intention on being with that motherfucker. Some people wonder why I give such long explanations. I'm an educator, and in many ways, I know, like the fisherman knows, teach more than how to eat fish. Teach how to fish. What good is my having information if it's not shared in the contextual manner? This is how misinformation is started. I always, okay, goddamn it. 701, what you want, motherfucker? You back with some OG.
I know you see me raising my hands and shit. Listen, though, OG, I want to touch on this, man. One of your last show, you say, remember how you said your mother, like back in the day, she said, in the future, man would be like woman.
Yes, woman would be like man. What's your question?
Okay, like to you, Rosebud, do you believe it's because of society or... And at the same time, do you believe it's because a person growing up with no mother figure or father figure, things like that? Can you touch on that, OG?
Check this out, man. Father figures. You have them whether you want to recognize them or not. Guidance. You have that whether or not you want to accept it or not when you're growing up. So what I'm saying is, what I believe is this. Gay dudes. Dykes, all them motherfuckers, I mean lesbians, in the 60s were unheard of. The words, none of them gay, same sex, none of those words existed.
Damn, so for real, G?
Listen to me, man. What I'm saying is, none of that shit existed. You hear every blue fucking moon about some shit like that, then this dude was a pariah. Because back then, none of this shit existed. So for my mother to tell me in those early years that I'll be able to know that the world is coming to an end because women... will be trying to be men, and men will be trying to be women. How the fuck could she know that, man?
OG, it's hard as fuck for me to answer that. I don't know why it's hard for me to answer, because in reality, that's what's going on right now. So can you go and answer that? Because that's what's going on right now. Can you go and answer that?
Listen to me, man. It's not about answering it. It's about she knew it. She knew it enough to believe it and
how
tell it to
that?
Us. Listen, bro. She knew it enough because of her belief in
mm-hmm.
what she was believing.
And
that's
true.
Why I... Oh, man, you talk too much, man. Fuck you, man.
No, shut the fuck up.
I don't know, fuck you. You know me. I ain't trying to fuck with you, man. You keep interrupting me. You mute it. What I'm saying is, I believe in what I believe in that much. And any motherfucker believe in what they believe in enough, what they believe in is going to come true, period. I don't care if it took another 50 years for my mother to see that. Actually, my mother didn't even keep living long enough to really see these motherfuckers, you know, changing sex and, you know, dudes turning to women and then they want to play women's sports. That ain't fair, I don't think, but I mean, I ain't going to say shit. 917, what's up?
What's going on, bud? A quick question. What would you suggest? All right, just for example, let me ask the question. What would you suggest a square do as far as dealing with a woman that's clearly gamed up because they dealt with someone like you in the past, you know what I'm saying? But you're trying to extract that information as well without seeming inferior to her being that she gamed up.
Okay, so what I'm saying is the only way you could be sharper than that bitch is to know you ain't sharper than that bitch and to let that bitch challenge whatever the fuck you're saying and you meet every challenge with what the fuck you think. Because what I'm saying, until that bitch brings shit that she thinks up, and you don't set her straight about it, or if you do set her straight about it, whichever one you do, that's how she gonna think about it. Because that's how these old bitches pay young niggas. The young motherfuckers say, you old motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. You know, woo-woo, you got more game than me, but you still get your ass out and get mad, period. That's all that old bitch want to hear from you. Real shit.
Okay, okay. Appreciate that.
You know it, brother. So, you guys, this is what is important. It's not important to say, no, Bud is right, man. I like that. What's important is for you to believe one way or another. Let's say you believe I'm right. Then you better take what you believe and go implement it in your life. Let's say you don't believe what I'm saying. Then you better get up on what you do believe. See, what I'm saying is I try to give examples of what my point is so that, you know, motherfucker, you know, can't have no excuses about what I'm saying. Those motherfuckers who will say there's no answers don't want it to be there's no answers. You know, there's times motherfuckers will say, it ain't tricking if you got it. Tricks are any man who will spend money on sexual favors, mostly sexual favors, but not always sexual favors. He's always aware that the woman he's spending the money with is not telling him 100% of the truth, and 9 out of 10 of them motherfuckers do not want to know the truth. 9 out of 10 tricks. They don't want to know the truth. They want to hear the answer to whatever they're asking. Otherwise, got whatever they ask, I don't know, but they want to hear the positive for them. Tricks know their tricks because they don't want to spend the time or effort to hound for the pussy. They have decided it's much easier and quicker for them to find a hoe, pay that bitch, get his nut, and get on with the rest of his motherfucking day or night. Motherfucker who has $40,000 in their pocket, they made from inventing jet propelling fuel or inventing a new kind of car or for being number one on the charts. If he pull any of that money out and wave it in front of any woman for attention, he may not know it or accept it, but he is a big old trick. Done, done. That's just the way it is. Now, what about hoes? We've been addressing tricking. What about hoeing? Is a woman who sells pussy a hoe? What is a hoe? A real stomp down hoe? Are hoes real? Should they motherfucking represent game? Do they supposed to communicate with so-called pimps? Real pimps should have real hoes, correct? Does a hoe make her a pimp? This shit is important, and we answered all that in this fucking video. So, I mean, if you want to be about this abadabra, all the answers are there. Each one of those questions was important for me to get the answer to, and it's just as important for you to know the correct answers to. These are some of the real qualifications of a bona fide hoe, not necessarily in this order, but number one, first, you got to have a motherfucking pen or be willing to get with one. She got to understand she's paying to be with this motherfucker. She got to understand that she should be a reflection of him. And she got to understand and exercise all the rules that this motherfucker has laid out. Oh, shit. Yo. Bitch, fuck you. I told you not to call. Shit, I thought that was something else. As long as she follow everything this nigga then laid out, she gonna be all right. Now, seeing another thing, this is why I have bullet points. See how shit distract you. I've been some distracted. Anyway, this she knows how to catch a trick and upsell this motherfucker. She will never let her jealousy of this motherfucker she likes be a problem. But she will be jealous. She will be open and gracious when this motherfucker bring a new bitch around. And she will not try to control this nigga's moves by keeping track of the money she brings in. She will jump in front of a motherfucking bullet to keep her man from being harmed in any way. She will damn near up if she goes against any of the previous statements. Hoes are real. I had me some. Some are reflections of their men. I had me some of them. Today, I hardly ever see real hoes. Today, I hardly ever see real women because of the fact they're men. There's very few real, you know, niggas with the abdomen cute. Just because she's, you know, if that's the case, giving you some money don't mean, you know, she's a hoe or yo hoe. Just as simply because she's paying you does not make you a motherfucking pimp. Now, if you both are not doing it according to the rules of the game, you both are fakers and pretenders, and you're responsible for fucking up the ways established for this lifestyle to go on and on. You fucked it up. Or you're fucking it up. Women would do things for a lamppost if that lamppost had some hands and a mouth. And a motherfucker will put on Bozo's clown suit to pretend. Now, regardless of what you think about what this subject is, man, come on, man. These people... Hold on, I gotta see who this is. My fucking, shit. Never mind for that. What I'm saying is, I'm not dressing up. I'm not doing shit. I'm feeling myself. And I'm always going to feel myself. I'm going to feel myself every evening. And I just, before I did this video, was checking out what I got going for the next semester in at Sidewalk University. I got some new interactive shit for you motherfuckers to be doing. But, like I told you in January, every semester, January, April, July, and October, those are when the semester start. They're going up $250 each semester until they get back to $1,500. 701, D, goddamn, why don't you ask them three questions at once?
Rosebud, I'm sorry. I shut the fuck up. If you can finish telling me about what you want my thoughts at the man will become
wait,
woman
wait,
and woman
wait,
become
man.
I shut the fuck up.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. Yes, you guys called me already. I have an appointment for tomorrow at 8:30. All right, thanks. That was my doctor, man. I had to take it. Go ahead, D.
Rosebud, I shut the fuck up if you can tell me the story about your mama told you man will become like woman and woman will come like a man. I shut the fuck up because that's what's going on in reality. I shut the fuck up. You can go ahead and tell. You can go ahead and talk.
Yeah, but what I'm saying about that, bro, she didn't know it. And I do not know how and why in a religious context that shit was even being spoke about. But for us to be kids listening to our mother say shit like that, we thought she was fucking crazy. We thought religion had drove her crazy. And she was saying this shit because of some kind of religious bullshit. But the closer it got to 2000, the more that shit became apparent. And since you've been gone, it's just all the way. It's off the hook now. That's why the Republicans trying to change shit, because they think it's unnatural. I ain't going to say it is or it ain't unnatural. What I'm saying is them fucking Romans, them Greeks, all them motherfuckers used to fuck each other dudes. So it must have been something going on all the time. I don't know. But I do know my mother was a straight fucking don't even watch the news kind of person. And she said that shit. She said another thing. The closer the world was going to come to an end, you wouldn't be able to tell the seasons. The fucking summer will become winter-like, and winter-like will become summer. Ain't that shit happening?
Yeah,
so
someone
had to be right about what she believed. You stay on, D. 773, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Bro, I'm good, brother. What's happening?
I got two questions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I talked to this about two young ladies today, and one of them had told me, I spoke to her, she told me her name was Blue. Then she told me, I need somebody to take care of me. And it looked like you ain't got no money. I was stumped. What should I have done in that scenario?
First, I don't believe that story. I just don't, bro. I don't believe that story. I think you made that shit up, man.
Okay.
Now tell the truth. Did you or didn't?
What you talk to? Yeah.
All right, bro.
She was getting in our car. I was in a Walmart parking lot.
But what you said, she said, I just don't believe. You said, she said, you look broke?
It looked like you ain't got no money. After she told me she needs somebody to take care of her after I tried to give her my number. After
okay, but let me ask you something, bro. God damn it. What do you think made her say that to you? I know.
Maybe the way I presented myself.
Hold on, bro.
Hold on.
See, you don't even think of shit like that. You would rather call and ask a goddamn question. Evidently, whatever the fuck you said made her want to tell you to not fuck with her. And the way she decided to do it was to say, I need to be taken care of, which you would say to yourself, oh, I ain't going to be able to take care of you. And then she said, plus, I wouldn't fuck with a motherfucker that looked like you. You look broke. You didn't get that?
That's messed up. Not at the time, because a woman ain't never told me that.
Well, let me ask you this. How the fuck do you look?
Well,
how
kinda,
were
you
dressed? You
know, yeah, I wasn't kind of grown. My beard wasn't grown. Yeah.
Hey, wait. See, fellas, you guys got to understand, I ain't on no motherfucking dick
side. Yeah, my mother
said. I ain't on no broad side. But this dude here just want to talk, so let me cut him off. I don't want him interrupting me. I ain't on no bitch side, but I'm a motherfucker that's troubleshooting your problems. And your problems is nothing you think of has to do with how some bitch will see you. It all has to do with your fucking imagination about this bitch. Because if you look like a bum, and this fucking bitch, you know, don't want to fuck with no bum, she not going to say, hey, I don't want to mess with no bum. But she going to say something that's going to give you the information. That's what she's saying. Otherwise, I want to be taken care of. So she's saying, unless you want to take care of a bitch, you shouldn't be fucking with me. And then, to emphasize what she said, and you don't look like you can take care of me, so I don't want to talk to you. My point is, goddammit, if the bitch said that, had the nerve to say that? Shouldn't you have had the nerve to say something to her? I'm talking to you, 773.
Yeah. I should have said something, but it probably been disrespectful, so I just didn't say nothing.
Why would it have been disrespectful?
Because I'm feeling like a bum.
Why could you have said something like, girl, every time you see a sucker, you should lick it? Because you would let her know, you would have let her know you ain't no motherfucking sucker, bitch. And if you thought I was a sucker, how come you ain't licking me? Because that's what we do with suckers. You motherfuckers don't know what to say because you don't know what to think. And you don't know what to think because you don't believe in your goddamn self. So that makes you take shit. I ain't taking shit from a bitch. I'm going to see what she's saying, and if she's cracking on me, I'm cracking right back. You look like a dump truck, bitch, and you need to be in the back of the dump truck with the fly. Period. I don't give a fuck. I'm just letting you know, man, that's how you're supposed to come at them kind of bitches, right, man. Hey, 224, I just seen you pop up. What's happening?
What up?
Nothing was happening.
Hello? True. I was just making sure it was me. I got a couple questions, but
come on.
The first one is, what do we mean to break a bitch?
What do it mean to break her? Listen, man. Good you asked that. Break a bitch financially means, you know, she's talking to you and you giving her your time. And as she speak to you, you slowly but surely realize this bitch is full of shit. So now she didn't call herself finished talking, and you know she got whatever amount of money on her. You let the bitch know, you can't even get out until you break yourself, bitch, because you're getting charged. You're getting charged for fucking with me like this because you knew you wasn't going to bust a grape, and you just waste my time. My time is too valuable. Then you also break a bitch. Because she's hard-headed. She believe what she believe is more than what you talking about. So you let her, the way you break her, is put enough pressure on her about whatever she's talking about to decide to leave you or stay with you. And if she decide to leave you, you didn't break her. But the bitch ain't going to decide that. She's going to decide to stay with you. And once she makes that decision, she's going to be broken. Otherwise, whatever was the problem is not going to be a problem anymore. But whenever you bring it up as far as how you handled it in, you know, in the future, she's going to appreciate it because it's something she stood on. And you broke her. Do you understand that?
It sounds like kind of like getting her out of character, like getting her to believe.
No, I didn't say it sound like whatever. I'm telling you what to do. Her character is what the problem is. That's why you want to break her.
Right.
It's like a horse, man. He's wild until you break that motherfucker. And once that motherfucker broke, it depends on who he go to, but that motherfucker going to be rideable. Then you can turn into whatever kind of horse the motherfucker that's riding him, turn him into. Same with women.
Okay.
All right. See, I think you got that last example because it sounded like you did. See, I just finished looking back at what Sidewalk University did last year, and I'm just pleased as hell. You know, I promised myself that 2021 was going to be the year that, you know, my company really, really started making money. And it was, but not really. 2022 already superseded that. Not all of last year, but as far as at this point in 2022, I'm superseding it. But the difference in making money and getting on the map is making money is cool. And it helps business, but being on the map is getting noticed because of your product. which directly turns into more revenue. So I know long as my stuff is on point with the quality of how the products look content-wise, and as far as what is being sold and represented as far as, you know, about the product, I know it really portrays the real Sidewalk University. And I'm going to slowly bogart my motherfucking way into mainstream publishing. I'm telling you. I'm coming. You better look out, all you motherfuckers. Get some if you fucking dare. I'm coming. Come on, goddammit, motherfucking D, what's up?
Hey, bud, I'm going to ask your last question, and I'm good for the day, man.
What's that?
Okay, let's say you at the bar, right? You at the bar, you chilling and shit. You see a bitch, she's flirting with a man, right? And when you see a bitch, she's flirting with a man, and after the club is over, you see the bitch, she's flirting with another man and shit. So you, what type of bitch is that?
Why would I be caring about that shit, man? Why would that matter? Let me ask you a question. If you at a club or wherever, and I see you talking to this broad, and you guys are chuckling and having a drink or whatever, I go to the bathroom and come back, you ain't there. But okay, I stay in the club, and I see you again laughing and chuckling with another broad. Do you think I think, what kind of dude are you?
No.
So why would you do that when you see a broad doing that?
The reason I ask is because you have a lot of experience with a woman, and I just want to know your perspective.
I didn't ask you that,
me,
man.
Your answer
I did
is always
not
the best
ask
answer.
You that. I asked you, why would you think, because you see a woman mingling, speaking to more than one dude, why would you wonder what kind of woman she is instead of accepting she's a social woman? And then you're in a social environment, so why shouldn't she be social?
That's what I fuck with you, man. That's what I fuck with you, because your answer is always the best answer, Rosebud.
All right, man. All right,
be cool, man. I'll catch you with you next show, man. Be cool, man. Much love, OG.
All right, you know that, man. D is cool, but he crazy. See, you know, Rosebud, the American Pimp audio book. It's on CD Baby, but I got it myself. Like, you know, CD Baby, they sold it to you in little 7-minute parts. I got the whole 6 hours. And you ain't got to keep clicking on that bullshit. You just turn it on and it flows. Hey, man, I see you fucking, whatever, hidden number motherfucker. You probably that dude that want a pizza. What's up with you?
You are Rest Haven, nigga. You are American simp, you weird nigga. You ain't the pimping. Never was, you simp. You a simp, nigga. You don't got no game, nigga. You have no game. You a lame. You ain't
got
no game.
Hey, caller, let me ask you something, bro. Since you are on here and you're hidden and you ain't going to say your name, why don't you quit talking in that voice? Why don't you speak like you normally speak? Instead of speaking like you some fucking punk, why don't you just speak normal? I ain't hiding my voice.
Stop being a Rest Haven, nigga. You're a Rest Haven. You're a Rest Haven for hoes. Nigga, you ain't this pimping. You're not a real P.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. I know I'm not no pimp. I just got some game. So I ain't had a hoe in 20 years. So what are you talking about me being a Rest Haven for hoes? I ain't got no hoes. What are you talking about?
you're allowing these young bitches to break on you like that bitch with your credit cards, you simp. Like the bitch with your credit cards.
Hey, dude. When you get the nerve or the balls to talk like a real man and
that bitch
sound
with
like
your credit
Darth
cards
Vader,
broke you.
You know,
she took your credit cards. She took your credit cards. The bitch,
credit
remember
cards?
The young
bitch? I don't even have no fucking credit cards, man.
The young bitch, like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, she took your credit cards and you let her back in, you simp.
Hey, wait. You must be talking about that bitch that I did do that with. She ain't took my credit card. What I'm saying is this. I could give a fuck about a bitch, man.
She went in your pockets like it's fucking get a little trick and she brought some shit up on the internet and you accepted that bitch back, you lame nigga.
Right. Or do you need some more time so you can vent?
How are you gonna make a rookie mistake like that and you're some veteran pimping? Like, come on,
man.
Hey man,
I don't know, but there's one thing I do know. You show follow me, and I'm all this. You follow me. You said it was 2 years ago. And you still on here talking about it. So you showing you got park in you, man.
And you begged that bitch, remember? You begged
that.
I
remember all that, man. But what I'm saying is, aren't you ashamed to show that you got punk in you to be following a nigga that you fucking think all this goddamn shit about, negative shit, for 2 years? You said
you
it
told
yourself.
That bitch. You told that bitch she can have whatever she wants. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah, that bitch can have.
Just come give me
that pussy. Check this out. Haven't you told a bitch that before? Somebody told a bitch that.
You know why?
But I know that bitch can get whatever she wanted. Hey, bro.
But as a man, you gotta stand on your shit. You gotta stand on your roots as a man.
Why?
Don't compromise.
Listen, bro. Why is what you saying is true? Are you being a bitch and you not saying who you are? Why can I say this to you or not? Because I can set you up by doing this. Nobody can hear you talk. No one can hear you. I'm trying to let you be on. But if you don't want to let me talk, why in the fuck are you following a no pimping old motherfucker that let a bitch fucking do all this, that, and the other, whatever the fuck you was saying? Why you keep following me then? You already see I ain't shit. Now you can talk, bitch, nigga.
Why you gave that bitch your balls, nigga? You told the bitch, I'll pay for your babysitter. You got to stand on your shit, your belief. How you going to teach us
right.
the game?
Hey,
you
bro,
ain't living
bro,
by the
let
game.
Let me stop you right there, you bitch. Hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm 70 years old. I don't want to go get no bitch. I don't want to go take no bitch baby to no fucking babysitter. But if I want to fuck that bitch, and that bitch say she ain't got no babysitter, bet you 20-1, I tell that bitch, I'm finna send you an Uber or a Lyft, whatever, to get you to take that baby wherever the fuck you need to take her and then bring your motherfucking bitch ass over here. Now, you private number motherfucker, I make it easier for me. I don't make it harder. You fucking punk. Now you all talk. Talk in your whispering Darth Vader voice.
Nigga, you're not practicing what you teach your students, nigga. You gave that bitch your balls, nigga.
Why don't you say who you are so people can think something of what you're saying?
Do you think Fillmo Slim would do something like that? Fillmo Slim or Virgil?
Because he a pimp. You just mentioning names, you young punk.
Wake your game up, nigga.
Hey, wait, listen to this. Listen, bro. You just said I was a motherfucker that's guilty of this shit 2 years ago. How come I ain't off the air then? How come I'm still rolling 2 years later, bitch nigga?
You a joke, nigga. You don't stand on nothing to preach.
Why the fuck ain't you laughing?
You don't stand on it, nigga.
Why
you don't stand
laughing?
On nothing you, nigga. You don't stand on nothing you teach, nigga. That's why niggas ain't fucking with your school, you weird motherfucker.
Hey, whatever I preach, I say it, and you can see me saying it. I ain't no motherfucker hide behind a computer and try to act like I'm bad and whisper. You know I might recognize your voice, bitch. Then I stick my dick in your mouth, you motherfucking punk. Why
you
quiet?
You
was up, bitch, nigga.
You was a bad motherfucker back in the day.
No, I never been bad, but
you
what I
trick,
am
nigga.
Is a nigga
you
that will
trick.
Stick my dick in a bitch like you mouth. I ain't bad.
You a trick, nigga. You an old
hey.
Nigga who ran out of game, nigga. You ran out of game, nigga.
Hey, listen at this nigga now. He gonna scream and hey.
You ran out of game, nigga.
Comedy
you have no,
hours
you have
over.
No.
Comedy hours over. I'm done with that weak shit. I know you guys think I shouldn't even fade a nigga like that. But I do. Because I don't give a fuck if that nigga really believe that goddamn shit. This is the shit. And not one of you motherfuckers, fake-ass niggas on my list of fakes can listen to the shit and not get ganged up from it. Just as you do as we kick it, there's deeper motherfucking game in my audio. There is Abadabba Q from Volume 1 to God damn it, I got the hiccups, I'm sorry. But you know when shit gets serious, I start hiccuping. And that little, this young, this motherfucker's been doing this. He ain't lying about everything. He ain't. Because there is a bitch, a young bitch, that I did fuck with, and I guess he's talking about this bitch. And she did steal my credit card. Look, I seen it, and she had just left, and I went to do something, and I seen my card. She didn't steal it. She took the number. And I seen it had been messed with. So I just turned it off. I turned my motherfucking card off for, I think it was 3 weeks. But the next day or so, the bitch tried to take $600. But my card was off. So, bitch, you ain't get shit from me. I don't give a fuck. But what I'm saying is I already been fucking with bitches that ain't shit as far as gonna try to take something from a nigga. I'm gonna be mad at the bitch? Look, bitch, I'm really not gonna give you a motherfucking damn other than paying for your little fucking kid, dude. I actually took him to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. I took him to Chick-fil-A and bought him some. Man, shit. I don't give a fuck about spending no money on stuff, bitch, man. You got a fucking nigga talking that shit. If you give a fuck about spending money on a bitch, then don't do it. I ain't getting a fuck. Why the fuck you think I got all this goddamn money? Shit. For once and for all, I have never heard a real pimp to refer to himself as anything other than a motherfucking pimp. This is an honor and a privilege to wear that name. So you soft motherfuckers, I don't speak soft. I don't go soft. I go hard. If my words are strong, it's because I love the pimp game and still do. I just have a distaste for some of the participants, like this fucking punk nigga that Lily is talking about. I put my heart and soul into trying to represent this game to the fullest, only to see it pissed on by you designer motherfuckers up today. There's some real soft down motherfuckers out there. Don't get me wrong, so you know I ain't speaking to you. I'm speaking to those, all these soft-ass wannabe motherfuckers who don't have a heart to go out and earn their stripes. They just want to call on the phone and to talk in some sort of voice that you're a snip, nigga, you know, talking about having a man. I ain't had a hoe in 20 years, and this nigga talking that shit. A lot of my old pimp partners told me I was wasting my time. trying to enlighten you motherfuckers. Hey, hey, this simp ass nigga back. Let me do it like this. Go ahead, man. Start talking your shit.
True or false, bud? When the bitch.
See, that's why you do niggas like that. You let them think they can talk and disrupt you. And then you just X them out because they just zero motherfuckers. You know, I mean, I used to disagree with them niggas trying to tell me I was wasting my time. I still do disagree with them. But, you know, I get inboxed with group conversations with niggas posting that they looking for a good hoe and expecting to get action from that shit. This young nigga on the phone here, who I would imagine he's still talking shit because he didn't know I could shut him out. I'm beginning to see what they're talking about. Actually, it's downright embarrassing. You do not do shit like what this young motherfucker doing. You show the shit by being out and about every night looking for your damn self. You know, you look for a potential hole, woo-woo. You don't do what this fool doing. If you pumping Kool-Aid in your veins like him, you'll fucking be anonymous and call in with private numbers. You got to be willing to hunt lions and tigers and bears with your bare hands. Hey, private number, I'm finna give you action. What you want, man? You got something to say? Go ahead, bro. You lie.
Why did you allow that bitch to come back after she played you, nigga? You have
right.
No other barbecue.
Right. See, now listen, you guys. Just listen. He said, why did I let the bitch come back, blah, blah, blah. And then what did he say? Abba-dabba cute. Now, what I'm saying is this. No one brought that to the goddamn net but me. So the nigga got shit in his mouth that I laid down. He copying me. But he talking shit. Why did I do this? Why did I do that? Hey, private number. I'm finna let you back on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're live, dude. Go ahead.
How do you look in the mirror at that fucking trick, nigga? You're not no fucking abadabba cube king, nigga. You a lame, nigga, man. You a lame who make deals with bitches. You're a rest haven, nigga. Nigga, once you have game, you always have game. You don't have it no more. That's why these motherfuckers don't want to join your school and you making deals like you made.
Wait, bro. Wait, stop. What do you mean ain't nobody joining my school? I got a goddamn full class right now. What do you mean? What are you saying? You're a fucking liar. You are a lying-ass, young, jealous faggot. You know goddamn well you get fucked. That's why you being like you are. And you laughing now because you know it's true. You know you take it up
bitches.
The ass, man.
I break on bitches.
You don't break on bitches. You ain't had a bitch in your life. And you know it.
I'm checking it from bitches from different.
You lying, dude. 510, what's up?
Hey, that nigga a suck-ass nigga, bro. You can hear it in this nigga voice. This nigga
you
a little rapper-ass nigga, bro.
I know it, man.
Swear to God, bro. Swear to God. I'm here. I just rolled up from a nap, and I'm seeing my nigga butt on, and you hear this nigga sound like a motherfucker rap concert. Nigga, you a fake-ass nigga.
Nigga,
you
don't
know
what you're
talking about.
That's why you on here looking
nigga,
for hope,
bitch ass up, nigga.
Hold on.
Really
you
a
have
hoe,
no
nigga.
Gang.
You,
really, you a gang.
You
goofy
are really
square,
a
nigga.
Hoe,
never
nigga.
Sent a bitch
we
in your
know
life,
what
nigga.
You are,
you
bro.
Have no
we
game
know
about
what you
yourself,
are.
Nigga.
We
that's
know
why
what
you on here looking for
we
hope,
know
nigga.
What you are. We know what you are. We know what you are. You a fake, bro. We can hear it. You're fake, nigga.
Hey, I let him on. Hey, I let him on because I knew he was going to try to argue with you, man. But I set him off. Yeah, he's a fake, man, but I appreciate your support, brother.
It's all good. Fuck that nigga. You a mark, bro. On mama.
D, I know what the fuck you going to say about that motherfucker. What, man?
Rosebud, I believe you got haters, and I believe people be hating on you, OG. I believe people hating on you, OG. That's how I look at it, man.
Hey, wait, let's hear this dude. Watch. Listen to what he says. Come on, you motherfucker.
None of these niggas got no game about themselves. Can't none of these knock me for my bitches. I'm really this ism, though. I'm a real team.
Hey, listen. Nobody can knock him for his bitches because they're invisible. They're part of his game that he plays in adventure land.
Rosebud,
don't worry about it, man. Fuck that nigga. See, if you can't hunt lions and tigers and bears with your goddamn bare hands, you ain't no real motherfucker. You a nigga like this nigga with private number, he'll sit and wait till I fucking give him permission to talk, then he'll talk like he do with his voice, and then he'll let everybody know he a punk, and when they call him on it, he'll start saying that they punks, because they listen. Because they listen to me. Boy, this nigga is so sick as confetti. But it's okay. It's okay. These kind of dudes are the dudes that help make me. They help make me. Because everybody that was kind of on the fence, they know this dude is so full of shit that he kind of helped them get off the fence. You guys think motherfuckers like me is soft because I, you know, think many of you motherfuckers are soft. I don't think you should stand up. You can stand up under the pressure that it takes, you know, to be in the streets and claim that you're a motherfucker. This nigga with the private number, he does not come out of his computer room. He might go to a teenage club, you know, where they can't drink. He might be 20. I think that nigga sounds like he's 25. He might be 25, but he go to the under 18-year-old parties. Don't nobody like motherfuckers like me. You know, that's why we all won in the game, because even though no one liked us, we were still down and dirty and in their faces with his ism. You ain't gonna get no hoes trying to be their motherfucking friend like this fucking nigga that don't want to tell his name, but he want to sit on here and say he's ranking Rosebud. He's ranking me by hiding out on the computer. That's like a ball player saying his game is off the court. If a ball player don't say he play his game on the court, he must play his game on the basketball, on the basketball court, baseball on the field, you know, hockey in the ring, boxing in the ring. But you, private number, can say you do whatever you do and don't even have to say what you do. I know you think I'm like promoting my shit, which I do. Everything I do is promote my shit. You should see that I'm really promoting all of my shit. It's all intertwined. I'm not going to lie and say I don't care if you buy my audio book. I do care. But what I care more about is the fact that young men of today go along with and accept anything just so you say you in the game. Without the abadabba with the cue, you'll never make it. I've had a few of you motherfuckers ask me if I read the dictionary. That's ludicrous. I learned how to talk and use my wits in the line of fire. On the streets of pimping holes, slapping Rolls Royce dolls. All I wore was tailor-made clothes. Diamonds dripped from everywhere. A nigga had the attitude to say, I don't care. The heaviest thing I lift was what a motherfucking bitch earned. And the hardest thing I did was buff a goddamn U-turn. Because I'm a real pimp nigga. net. The only thing I needed a dictionary for was to look up the definition of a word. You niggas is just sick. Can't you understand that you will never learn how to really put it down unless you take your ass around real motherfuckers, and if you need to, steal some of the goddamn game. You don't care one iota how foul you are, especially you fucking private number, motherfucker. You don't care how foul you are fucking with this game, this illustrious game that we didn't fucking lay down for you. And what my audiobook has to offer to you and young pimps is a glimpse into what it really was like to be real about this game and to act like you appreciated that you was one of these motherfuckers. I'm just saying, you know, why don't you motherfuckers grow up and accept the truth? The truth of what time it is. Accept the truth of what time it is. It's time to register for Sidewalk University. You get this game, you gonna get laced. You're going to become a part of a group of motherfuckers that really want the same thing. I'm down with it. Are you? Let me see. Look, you guys talking so much shit on here. Hey. I wish, like hell, you motherfuckers that be in this chat room would call in. Y'all be saying some fly shit. And I be liking the shit. Some of the shit I don't like, but most of it I do, man. The shit be cool, but motherfuckers, I'm gone.